AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill by Democrats is too big, and the economy is gaining momentum.
Our country is already set for a roaring recovery. We are already on track to bounce back from this crisis.
Republicans held up any debate on the bill for a day. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says not everyone is recovering.
The top end is doing very well, the top 10% or 25%. But so many other people are struggling. And if you just look at a big number, you say, oh, everything's getting a little better. It's not for the lower half of America. It's not.
Employers stepped up hiring last month. The AP's Ben Thomas has the numbers.
The Labor Department says employment rose by a whopping 379,000 jobs last month as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases recedes from the surge that started the year and states and cities begin to ease business restrictions. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate edged down to 6.2%. The report says most of the job gains occurred in leisure and hospitality, one of the sectors hit hardest by the pandemic. Smaller gains were seen in temporary help services, healthcare and social assistance, retail and manufacturing. State and local government, education, construction, and mining saw declines, and some 10 million people remained unemployed in February. I'm Ben Thomas.
Some lawmakers in New York say they will push to impeach Governor Andrew Cuomo after reports his top aides altered a state health department report to omit the true number of people killed by the coronavirus in the state's nursing homes. A new AP-NORC poll shows President Biden's job approval rating is 60%, even more, 70% back his handling of the pandemic. Near St. Louis, police say a man shot and killed a woman and two of her young children in a home before leaving with their baby, who was later found safe. The suspect is still at large. Stocks open higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A pub owner in Brighton, England, has found a way to keep her customers' thirsts quenched during the pandemic. Jennifer Left has a mini pub on the back of her bike.
At first I thought I'd get myself a milk float and then I'd be like a beer maid. And then I was going to get an ice cream van. And then it kind of whittled down to a bike.
Left's pub is closed during the pandemic. She says she had to do something.
The pub has been the hand in hand since 1850. It's already been through a global pandemic in 1918, but she's not going to go down on my watch. And as long as I've got enough fuel in the tank, which my tank, I'll go as far as I can, basically.
Customers like Daisy Asquith appreciate the delivery by bike.
She's created a family, and now we're sort of all still connected to that. Seeing her come down the street with the pub on the back, it just lifts you.
You can't miss her. Left wears a red cape and a red beret as she delivers her pub favorites to homes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.